Wedding Night Fluff by Seven Fists. Read by Momotastic as an ITPE treat for Attend to the Bones.
I think I've walked too close to love, and now I'm falling in.
The evening was warm, and people lingered in the yard as dusk turned into night. Zhenya turned on the strings of globe lights strung above the patio. Sydney had lost his shoes at some point and was wandering around barefoot in the grass. He was pink and a little sweaty. Someone kept refilling his wine glass. He hadn't quit smiling since Zhenya slid the ring on his finger. Zhenya ate too much cake and thought that maybe he had never been happier.
"Great wedding," Max said to Zhenya as he and Katya took their leave at last.
Milana was asleep on Max's shoulder. Her frilly flower girl dress was smeared with cake frosting all down one side.
"Thanks. I planned the whole thing," Zhenya said. "Sid didn't help at all."
"That explains so much," Max said.
Zhenya had planned most of it. Sydney didn't care about a wedding, and Zhenya had of course wanted to go all out. This was their compromise, a quiet September afternoon in their backyard in Pittsburgh, with their families and closest friends. Sydney hadn't even worn a tie. Max and Katya's departure was the beginning of the end. Everyone drifted into the house and then gradually trickled out of the front door. Zhenya's parents left with Sydney's parents and Taylor. They were all staying in the house that had been Zhenya's and was now a free hotel for anyone who came to visit. As she left, Zhenya's mother kissed Sydney's face a few times until he glowed like a stoplight.
"Be very gentle with him, Gino. It's his first time," Flora said, and dodged Sydney's kick pretty gracefully for a man with a cranky toddler in his arms.
After all the hugging, well wishes, and enthusiastic waving from the front stoop, Sydney at last closed the front door with a sigh. They were alone and married.
"Well," Sydney said and smiled at him.
The backyard wasn't as much of a mess as it could have been. Someone had taken charge, the tables were cleared, and all of the plastic plates and cups and cutlery had been stuffed into garbage bags. The tables and chairs would be picked up tomorrow. Sydney and Zhenya brought the remaining food inside and put it away if it still looked edible, or threw it out if it didn't. Zhenya furtively ate another slice of cake, sneaking forkfuls when Sydney's back was turned, and regretted it after only a few bites. But stubbornness powered him through to the finish line. It was excellent cake.
"Guess that's it," straightening up from his contemplation of the fridge. "The rest of it can wait until tomorrow."
"Good," Zhenya said. He opened his arms and Sydney came to him and tucked himself against Zhenya's chest, Zhenya's husband.
"I'm glad we did this," Sydney said. "You were right. I'm glad we didn't just go to the courthouse."
"People like to celebrate,"
Zhenya said. He turned his head and kissed Sydney's hair.
"They're happy for us. They like to be here, be happy with us."
"Yeah," Sydney said. He sighed, long and content, and kissed Zhenya's neck. His hands untucked Zhenya's shirt from his trousers and slid up underneath, fingers trailing along Zhenya's waistband to make him shiver. "Let's go to bed."
"Okay, good idea,"
Zhenya said. He was a little drunk and feeling uncomfortably full with that last piece of cake settling in. It had been a long day and full of emotions. He had cried through every toast. He was ready to go to sleep and wake up in the morning with Sydney's ring on his finger and Sydney beside him in the bed. The first morning of their marriage. They went upstairs. Zhenya stripped down to his underwear and brushed his teeth and took a leak, which didn't do much to relieve the pressure in his belly. When he went back into the bedroom, Sydney was naked and stretched out on his side, palming his dick against his abdomen, rubbing at the base with his fingertips. He was most of the way hard.
Zhenya groaned. "Sid, I think we sleep."
"It's our wedding night," Sydney said. "We have to have sex. Pretty sure it's a law."
Zhenya climbed onto the bed and flopped onto his back. Sydney looked good. He always looked good. Tan from being outside so much over the summer, deliciously soft in the places Zhenya most liked to squeeze, and Jenya felt pretty gruesome, but his dick was taking an interest anyway.
Seed, maybe I eat too much cake, he admitted.
Sydney laughed and scooted in close, propped up on one elbow, his dick pressed against Jenya's hip. He slid his hand over the curve of Jenya's belly, bulging outward beneath his ribs, higher on the left side where his bloated stomach was. Here I thought I'd be the cake-related casualty for sure.
It's so good, Jenya said. I order best cake. It's big mistake for me.
Sydney stroked him again, and Jenya sighed and relaxed back into the pillows. Sydney's hand felt good, broad and warm on his bare skin. His belly was tight as an inflated balloon.
Guess there's no chance you're gonna let me fuck you, Sydney said.
He ducked down and kissed Jenya's cheek. Jenya groaned again. He felt like a beached whale.
No, you get me off. Very gentle, like flowers say.
Wonder who he thinks is getting deflowered tonight, Sydney said.
Jenya turned his head for a kiss, and Sydney gave him exactly the kiss he wanted, slow and deep. Jenya lifted one hand to tangle in Sydney's hair. Sydney kept rubbing his belly in long, soothing strokes. Warmth pooled in Jenya's groin. Maybe sex would be okay, if he could lie here just like this.
Help me take off,
he said, drawing Sydney's hand to the waistband of his boxers.
I'll do all the work, Sydney said.
He went up onto his knees and worked the boxers down Jenya's legs.
You can't just lie there and keep groaning. I'll pretend they're sex groans. Basically the same noise.
We married now, so you're supposed to be nice to me,
Jenya said, and Sydney grinned and said, I don't remember anything like that in our vows. Sydney was the worst, but then he lay down between Jenya's legs and started licking Jenya's half-hard dick, and Jenya hastily revised his mental opinion. Sydney was the best. Sydney really took his time with it, sucking on the head for ages and pulling off repeatedly to mouth at Jenya's balls. Somehow, the uncomfortable fullness of Jenya's stomach combined with the soft pleasure of Sydney's mouth until Jenya felt like he was floating, tingly and warm all over. His orgasm was a slow ebb instead of a sudden peak, and he felt wonderfully wrung out in the aftermath, limp and sleepy. Sydney sat up, wiping his mouth on the back of his hand. He was hard and flushed, and he was Jenya's.
Come here,
Jenya said, reaching for him, and Sydney sat on Jenya's hips and wrapped Jenya's hand around his dick.
Won't take me long, Sydney said. Those cake groans really did it for me.
Jenya's laughter burst out of him, and then he groaned again at the way it jostled his stomach.
Don't make me laugh, he pleaded.
I'll be good, Sydney said.
He leaned down and pressed a lingering kiss to Jenya's forehead, and then another. Then he sat up and dug his knees into the bed. Getting Sydney off like this was one of Jenya's favorite sights. The way his eyes squeezed shut and he chewed on his bottom lip, the way he got pinker and pinker as he approached the edge. Jenya used both hands, and it didn't take long. Sydney rolled his hips a few times and let out his own groan and came into Jenya's hands.
Good work, Jenya said. Now you deflower.
Sydney laughed. Too late for an annulment, eh? He leaned over and grabbed a couple of tissues from the box on the nightstand and gently cleaned Jenya's hands. Then he bent down and kissed Jenya's forehead again, so sweetly that Jenya felt himself tear up for probably the 15th time that day.
You're such a sap, Sydney said fondly.
Don't make fun, Jenya said.
I'm not, Sydney said. I hope you never change. I hope I can make you cry forever.
You stop, or I cry for real,
Jenya threatened, and Sydney grinned and lay down beside him and pulled the covers up over them both.
It was a good day, Sydney said.
He wriggled into Jenya's side until Jenya put an arm around him, and then Sydney rested his head on Jenya's shoulder, tucked into the crook of Jenya's armpit. He started stroking Jenya's belly again.
You can't get rid now, Jenya said. Stuck with me. So I eat cake all the time, get very big.
I think that might slow you down on the ice, Sydney said.
But other than that, go for it. Zhenya huffed and shifted around a little, settling in for sleep.
Glad I marry you, he said.
He felt even more tender than he usually did after sex. The wedding had brought all of his emotions to the surface. He would never forget the look on Sydney's face as they said their vows.
I'm glad every day, Sydney said,
that I have you.
He brought Janya's right hand to his mouth and kissed his wedding band.
Tomorrow we do nothing, Janya said. Okay? Stay home all day, eat food, nap. Maybe we get in pool.
Sounds good to me, Sydney said, his hands still rubbing slow circles, and Janya drifted off peacefully into sleep.
I think I've walked too close to love, and now I'm falling in. There's so many things this weary soul can't take. Maybe you just caught me by surprise. The first time that I looked into your eyes, and there's a life inside. It's still